All right, let's go. Let's get this thing rocking and rolling. We're down to the final two segments of the show. What a show it's been tonight. We've had a lot of fun. Hopefully you have too. We've learned a lot about our boy Trevor. We've learned a lot about you fatties and tolos out there as well. So let's make a memory tonight, shall we? 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. I know some of y'all kind of jumped the gun a little bit.
Someone asked, what does Trevor look like?
Trevor?
No, well, not everybody can see on the fan cam.
Oh,
I think we got like a couple people in there right now.
I mean, I'm like one of the. If you've seen like a flanneled guy that wears hats and a beard with glasses, like
wears a beard,
long haired lumberjack.
Yeah, there's like the.
But he cut the hair though.
Chubby nerd, like a chubby nerd.
Like, can you give like a nerd? Can you give maybe a celebrity comp for the people at home?
You know who Lance Berkman is?
Yeah,
the name
that was I got told, or Joey Fatone. I've gotten a lot of that.
Joey Fatone's a good one.
Yeah, I've got
Joey Fatone is good.
Yeah. Lance Berkman and Joey Fatone is the ballpark that I have.
Yeah. If you ask ChatGPT, don't do Claude because you'll get sued by the government. ChatGPT and Gemini, and you ask them to put a picture, make a picture of Joey Fatone and Lance Berkman together, you'll get Trevor. The creator.
I'm asking ChatGPT. I just took a picture of Trevor right now. 877-881-1053. Sadeen and Leeson Hotline. Call in right now. We'll put you on if you got any takes about the Trevor situation or your Dallas Mavericks. I'm asking ChatGPT, describe my friend for our radio listeners.
And then later on, I'm going to go ahead and did you do the ChatGPT thing for what ChatGPT thinks Trevor should do?
No, I was trying to see if it could go back and listen.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all powerful. And it could not.
Well, here's the deal.
Because it did not mention a single thing about Trevor, and that's what this show has been about.
Well, ChatGPT doesn't do audio files. Gemini does, though.
Okay, then I'm on Gemini.
Do you want me to read what it said?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what it said. All right, radio listeners, picture this. He's posted up in a studio chair like he owns the segment, rocking a backwards cap with the strap across his forehead like he just walked off of a late night sports rant. Clear framed glasses, big smile, the kind of grin that says he either just dropped a hot take or he's about to.
That's fair.
He's got that laid back but ready energy. Tropical leaf buttoned up layered over a long sleeve like he might DJ your beach wedding and then break down the Cowboys secondary right after.
Mm.
There's a broadcast mic right in front of him, arm extended, locked in, red solo cup on the table, phone in hand, digital watch on wrist, fully in his element. Behind him, clean studio walls, a couple of hats hanging
accurate
up like trophies.
Accurate.
Glass window into the production room, you can tell this isn't amateur hour.
No, it's not.
He looks like the guy who knows the stats, the guy who knows the vibes, and the guy who will absolutely argue with you about both. Confident, comfortable, mild laugh, ready to talk.
So his AI hasn't heard anything about your relationship issues.
I was about to say, can you send that to me? That got me kind of fired up.
Send it to your girl. All right.
That's what I want to do. I want to be like,
absolutely. And tell her, I bet the other dude isn't looking like this. All right, let's go out to.
You could send it to him.
Even better. Mr. Nasty Time, it's good.
What's happening?
Man, you tell work. You've heard it, or maybe you haven't.
Yeah, I heard it. You know, I've been driving around bumping the fan, so just a fatty hanging out. For my boy Trevy, hey, don't feel so bad. I'm recovering after a bad ale last night.
Man, we all take them, and that's what sucks. I just take a lot more of them than any other guys.
So, but real quick, I have a potential dub. Oh. Baby mama number two.
Oh.
Bringing popcorn over. So we're going to watch a movie and have some popcorn. So we'll see how that goes.
Mr. Nazatime, what is it with food and being
tacos
the bridge to hanging out?
Well, that's how you hang out. Food connects people.
I can respect that. Are you looking forward to this hangout?
Of course. 1,000%. So, it turns out BM number one is headed to go see. Fred was on point. Let's go see a guy in Oklahoma.
Wow. Tonight. Same night?
She's headed there tonight. So that would have been like a cancel last night, save it for tomorrow.
Wow. Mm. That hurts, man.
Fan After Dark.
It's going to be a casino hangout situation.
You know what? That's all right. Which I mean, look, we all have our favorites. Which baby mama do you like better, the first one or the second one?
The nastier one.
And call him Mr. Nasty Town for no reason.
Hey, don't call him. Do you have any wisdom and or suggestion for Trevor?
Yeah. So here you go, Trev. You get straight to business. The first night, you keep it a buck with her. Hey, you know, I don't want to do anything. Give her a couple drinks. I want to keep it cordial. I want to have a good time. We hang out. Drinks start flowing. At that point, you make an excuse to get back to your place. That's what you do.
Wow. That's a
long term or not, it has to happen at some point. We can look. We can sit here and play the whole, like, I don't want it to happen or this and this. But if there's another guy in the frame, it needs to happen.
Interesting.
And it needs to happen sooner versus later.
I mean, look, that's not terrible advice. Now, the only thing I would push back on, and I appreciate the call, Mr. Nastime, please be safe and enjoy the movie tonight, is that's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
If you guys were both here in Dallas, then yes, you could easily just be like, all right, I'm a bounce. But I don't know. We'll save that. All right, who we got? All right, he's on the phone now. All right, let's go to Ty in Fort Worth. Ty?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Getting ready for a game tomorrow and then get home and hopefully listen to you guys.
Well, actually, Blake and I are off this weekend, so there will be no Fan After Dark this weekend or any weekend show. Well, there'll be weekend shows throughout the weekend here on 105. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I want to say Khaki Kev is on the radio this weekend.
You would be wrong.
Really?
No. Well. What are you, producing?
Yeah.
I mean, don't sound like it's the worst thing ever.
No, I like producing. You'd be wrong.
Really? I can't tell.
Tune in for Khaki's kicks.
It's going to be Ty's kick.
You know what? Don't worry about it. When Kate Gibbon will be a regular on Saturday and Sundays coming up once the baseball season starts, but we'll talk about that later. Anyway, all right. So you got a game tomorrow, and?
Yep. Then I come home and I just rest.
Okay, fair enough.
Where are we batting?
I have no idea. Probably somewhere near the bottom of the lineup.
No, Ty, come on, man. I need that energy from last night this weekend.
Got to clean up the bases, Ty.
I know. I went 0-for-5 last week.
Hey,
so.
Ty, what did you say? What was the last words? Last week.
That's it.
Is a new week, Ty.
Sir, I've been really working. I've been staying in the cages, so hopefully I'm batting 4-hole again.
Come on. You step up to the plate ready to mash. Ready to mash. See ball.
Yes, sir.
Ty, worst comes to worst, lay down a bunt.
You need to see need to see the bat make contact with the ball. Don't do anything before that. Your eyeballs need to see the bat make contact with the ball.
Hey, you know what our boy Eddie Williams said? See the ball, the bat will follow.
That's true.
Okay? See the ball, the bat will follow. All right? Look, how many games you got this weekend?
We should have, let's see, six.
Six games?
If we go all the way.
That's six opportunities.
All right. So here, look, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to say, and again, you could bat more than this, but I'm going to go ahead and just conservatively say tonight, I'm predicting a 5-for-8 this weekend.
Sounds nice.
Okay. It sounds nice because that's what's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
5-for-8 this weekend. Real quick, do you have any advice for Trevor?
This is what I say to all my pitchers. Don't suck and trust the process.
Take your own advice. Don't suck and trust the process. Ty, have a good one. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
See you, Ty. Good luck.
There you have it. Ty in Fort Worth, everybody. He's going to go 5-for-8 this weekend. All right, we can feel it. All right, James in Dallas, what's good?
What's happening, Playboys? How y'all doing?
What's up, James? What's up?
Trev, bail while you can, man.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, that situation's no good. She has a kid, and then she's got you with competition. I mean, what other signs do you need? She's only loyal to her daughter or son. That's it. She's not loyal to no man.
That's
Let
fair.
Her go. Get you a clean slate. If you're my son, that's my advice to you.
Mm.
Get you a clean slate, brother. Yeah, I'm looking at you like you're my son.
Well, I appreciate it.
Get out of that drama. There's too much drama. Get out of here.
James in Dallas. Brother. James in Dallas. It's hot. James, it's your first time calling?
No, I've called him before.
Okay, it's been a while though, huh?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
He knew he had to tap in tonight.
Do you have any? Do you have any Mavs takes for us, real quick?
Oh man, I've been telling Gavin them to get rid of Kidd. I'm out on Jason Kidd. Okay. He tried to start this program with these kids. Some young females doing some kind of program. That's just to look good. Man, get rid of Jason Kidd. He cannot coach. He's already been with the Nets. This is second, third time around as a coach. He cannot coach. He was a great player. Yeah. That doesn't mean it translates to your coaching ability. I cannot stand watching the Mavericks. It's bad enough we lost Luka. We're going to lose all the players. I mean, come on, man. I'm tired of looking at it.
That's fair.
I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's one of the better Jason Kidd takes I've heard. Well, look, James, are you much of a college basketball fan at all?
I am. I like that kid for BYU, but I hear you complaining all the time about the draft in Kansas. I don't know about it. I wouldn't want to draft a guy. I already rebellious.
Hey, don't worry about it. Hey, look. I'm going to tell you right now, James. Mm.
James,
look.
I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm with
James,
you,
James, look. Listen to me. Dude.
He's a Kansas guy. Remember,
James, listen to me. Listen to me. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, ESPN, KU, Arizona, Darren Peterson revenge game. Book it. And after we win tomorrow, after we beat Arizona, my boy goes off for 30, call in on Monday night.
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't say
just,
he
was. Hey, he's building back up. You watch and see.
Okay.
Tomorrow night.
We'll see.
Tomorrow.
We'll see then.
We'll talk on Monday.
Shout out to you, James.
All right, guys.
Great stuff. Great stuff. James in Dallas. That was a hell of a call right there. Diamond Mike, what's good?
What's up?
What's happening, brother?
Man, that's some crucial information that was omitted last Friday, man, with Trevor.
Right, that was omitted.
Yeah, man.
That's right. You were there. You were in the flesh. So you know,
Diamond Mike, we could have called a 2-minute warning. We could have called a sideline huddle. We didn't know.
We would have right there called a timeout. He'd have been like, "Hey guys, long story short, but she's talking to somebody else. Stop." Yeah. We would have gone outside. We'd have.
No, but real quick. But let's be. I'll tell you what. Let's just say this though. I'm glad it came out when it did, because it wouldn't have had the effect that it did tonight.
Oh, yes. Hey, I'm all for it, Trevor. Just go out there and Tyler. Just different game plans. Now play to win the game. You hear me? Now we're going. Think this is your final Super Bowl shot. And just play like that. You get to get some characteristics you don't even see. You're playing on money's game. Everybody thinks you're supposed to fail. You're going to go over there and just get an experience. That's all you're going to do. Think of it that way.
That's the plan. I mean, you don't play to play. You play to win. So I hear you there, Mike. Thanks, man.
It's going to be amazing, man. I can't wait for that story. And watch that movie 7, for real.
Oh, this dude here. Diamond Mike, you're doing too much. Real quick, last thing, because we got two more calls, Diamond Mike. What's the plan for tonight? You hitting up Bishop Arts? Where's my boy Diamond Mike tearing up the town at tonight?
Oh, you know, I'm going to those dive bars in East Dallas, man. I got my game plan. I got two different places to go, scope the scene, and just see what happens. If something happens good, it happens. If not, I just play for the next weekend. Small victories, man.
Way to win the game, baby.
Spoken like a true champion right there. Diamond Mike, be safe out there, whatever you do tonight. Be safe out there. Always. The one, the only, the OG Fatty himself. Let's go out to Dalton in Denton. What's up, Dalton in Denton?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Living the dream.
Awesome. Yeah, so I wanted to see if you wanted to talk some college basketball, man. I'm a huge TCU men's fan. I still haven't recovered from when we choked that game away at Allen Fieldhouse, by the way. But I'm nervous because we have a trap game. You know, TCU's on the bubble. Lenardi's got them last 14 in. Yeah, they have some bad losses. They play at Kansas State tomorrow.
Oh, you should win that.
Dangerous team.
No, you'll be. Dude, situation. There's nothing dangerous about K-State. They're awful.
But TCU men's hoop, they lose at the worst times to the worst teams. Like, they dropped the game against Utah at Utah. They play close with everybody. They play down to their competition constantly, but they also play up against the better teams. It's just a team that's hard to figure out for me, man. And I'm hoping and praying we're March Madness bound, because that'd be amazing.
Look, man, I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, because that's what we do here on this program. I wouldn't hold my breath. I just say that, and the reason I can say that confidently, because I said this on the air the other day, I was at the TCU West Virginia game this past Saturday. Number one, that's a great place to watch a basketball game. There's not a bad seat in the house. Number two, the problem with you guys is I don't know who your go-to shooter is. Like, who can just get you a bucket? Maybe it's your boy Xavier Edmonds, right? You know, I kind of like him. Your boy Brock Harding isn't bad. And I'll tell you what, who's the kid? Who's the other guard that you guys got? Dadgummit.
So it's Jaden Pierre.
Jaden Pierre, yes. He had a horrible game last Saturday. Gave you, 2 points? And I'll tell you what, although I do like the Lelevickis kid or whatever his name is.
Dude, yes.
I do like him. The problem with you guys, though, is that you need too many things to go right for you guys to win consistently. So, look, I'll be honest with you. You guys are NIT bound.
Oh, no, man. Okay. I don't know. See, because once you've been to the dance – NIT just don't.
No, it's not. No, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, look, you're taking the fat girl to prom, is what you're doing. I mean, that's the NIT. But hey, you know what? Look, I'll tell you what, let's do this. Dalton and Dallas. Dalton and Denton. You got K State tomorrow. That's a dub. You're probably going to lose to Texas Tech. And you need to beat Cincinnati next Saturday. And then let's go two rounds deep in the Big 12 tournament, and you got an outside chance of getting into the tourney. Let's do that. That work?
I respect that.
All right, let's do it.
I hope so.
Let's do it. No, we're doing it. We're putting it. We're manifesting it right now. Let's do it.
Let's go.
All right, big dog. Appreciate you.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
There you have it. The one, the only. All right, Ken and Cedar Hill, take us home.
What's going on, Fred?
Man, hey, Ken, I know you're an OG. Why don't you give our boy Trevor some advice?
Okay, this is my advice, Trevor.
All right.
You're moving way too fast, okay? Mm. You haven't even met her for real in person. So you may not even like her, okay?
I agree. That's I agree with that.
So just slow down, have fun, and get you an experience. Make it an experience. Have fun. Slow down. She's probably not going to be your wife, okay? So just have fun. Get some practice.
Hey, I appreciate that. I genuinely, I'm on board with that.
Solid advice.
Big time, I'm on board.
Solid advice, Ken and Cedar Hill.
Okay, I got one for you, Fred.
Okay.
I got some advice. I got a take for you.
Okay.
I'm a Peterson fan.
Let's...
Okay? And you have to watch. It's not even about the college games, man. You have to watch his skill set, man. How he can come off the pick and shoot. How he can drive. He can do everything on offense. And he got an NBA game.
Absolutely.
Which, like I said, there's no probably 1-2 guard in the NBA right now who has a skill set like he has.
Whoa. Let's slow it down. I know y'all over here glazing Darren Peterson. Darren Peterson does not have some skill set that nobody else in the NBA has. Everything he's doing, Anthony Edwards can do. No, let's not do that. We're going too far.
Yeah, not five people, though, Blake.
Let's say again?
Maybe five.
I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
He said maybe five people in the NBA.
Maybe five people. Yeah. Okay. Well, I get confused with this conversation. No one has ever said Darren Peterson is not good at basketball. No one has ever said he's not talented. He was the number one prospect, number one guy draft. The only reason we're talking about him is because he's missing games. He's sitting out of games. So all the love and respect to you, but the point of bringing up him being good at basketball, I think falls flat because I think we all agree on that. That we all agree that he's good at basketball. It's can you stay on the court?
Yeah, right. And one more thing, Blake.
Yes, sir.
I agree with Tangerine on this one with Trevor.
I agree with Tangerine. I think that nickname's gonna stick.
You gotta listen to the women.
You gotta listen to the women. All right, real quick, Ken. All right, so you know then tomorrow, 3:00, KU Arizona. I've said it already once, I'm gonna say it one more time. 30-point Darren Peterson performance, revenge game, KU beats Arizona in Arizona. Book it.
I'm with you, Fred.
Book it. All right, big dog. Hey, call us on Monday. Can't wait to hear from you.
All right. I have a good weekend.
Hey, you do the same, big dog. Ken and Cedar Hill, I'll tell you what, another great rendition of Fatty's on the Phone.
Sorry, I had to jump in.
I know you did.
I was letting y'all have y'all's Darren Peterson.
Get out of here. Final segment of the program. Don't go anywhere.